This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A hole in the atmosphere's ozone layer is the seventh smallest it has been since recovery began in 1992, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced last week. The hole in Earth's ozone layer annually opens over the Antarctic at the southern pole and now is much smaller than in most prior years, NOAA said. NOAA and NASA scientists estimate the ozone layer could fully recover by 2066 and no longer have a hole opening each year. NASA Ozone Research Team Leader Paul Newman said, "The 2024 Antarctic hole in the ozone layer is smaller than ozone holes seen in the early 2000s. The gradual improvement we've seen in the past two decades shows that international efforts that curbed ozone-destroying chemicals are working." The peak time for ozone depletion is from September 7th through October 13th, but this year's hole in the ozone layer ranked as the seventh smallest since efforts began in 1992 to counteract the effect caused by ozone-depleting chemicals. NOAA and NASA have reported the ozone hole's size every year since 1979, when satellites made it possible to track. Areas subject to ozone depletion receive more UV radiation from the sun, which raises the potential for skin cancer, cataracts, and reduced agricultural yields. Ozone depletion also harms animals in important ecosystems and damages aquatic plants. The Montreal Protocol established an international agreement on ceasing the use of chemicals that depleted the ozone layer, which provides the Earth with a natural sunscreen. A decline in the international use of chlorofluorocarbons, combined with a natural infusion of ozone due to air currents from north of the Antarctic, helped the ozone hole stay relatively small this year, NOAA scientists say. While the ozone hole generally is shrinking, relatively large holes have been recorded as recently as last year. The ozone hole's average size this year was about three times larger than the combined landmass of the United States. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has detected chronic wasting disease in an elk on the north end of the Ruby Mountains, south of Twin Bridges, in Hunting District 322. Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, is a contagious neurological disease that infects mule deer, white-tailed deer, elk, and moose. It's always fatal, and there is no known cure. It was first detected in Montana's wild herds in 2017. A hunter harvested the CWD-positive elk adjacent to the lower Ruby Valley, where CWD has been observed in high prevalence locally in both white-tailed deer and mule deer. While this is the first time CWD has been detected in elk in the Ruby Mountains, it was expected to eventually occur, given the presence of the disease among deer populations that use the same habitats. It's unlikely that this detection will result in changes to elk hunting regulations in the area, which already has liberal harvest regulations for elk. Hunters can help wildlife managers monitor for CWD by continuing to submit samples from harvested animals. Hunting is the primary tool for monitoring and managing the spread of CWD. Hunters can help slow the spread of CWD by disposing of animal carcasses properly. That includes leaving carcass remains at the kill site or bagging the carcass and disposing of it in a Class 2 landfill. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that hunters harvesting deer, elk, or moose from an area where CWD is known to exist have their animal tested prior to consuming the meat, and do not consume the meat if the animal tests positive. There's more information online at fwp.mt.gov/CWD. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.